This call is being recorded.
Okay, so we are here again this evening, and welcome everybody to this call. We have an exciting guest. Her name is Anne. I will introduce you to her a little later, but I want to share with you the agenda for this evening. So we'll start with, I have some announcements, and then I will talk about quitting, and then we'll have the guest speaker, Anne, come on, talking about her overcoming fatty liver disease. And then we are going to take apart Anne's story into the formula, and we'll plot her story into the formula: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And we'll end up with Q&A, questions and answers. So we'll treat Anne's story like a case study. Okay. All right, so welcome to the call, and I have some announcements. So here's the announcements for this evening. If you happen to be in the Kelowna area this Saturday, June the 2nd, we're having our Vitality Breakfast Meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club at 9:30 a.m. The fee for this is $20, and it includes breakfast. This is an exciting time because we have five new TAFE grads, well, six actually, but five happen to be in this valley, and they will be attending the Kelowna Golf and Country Club event, sharing their powerful success stories, and Judy is on the call with us, and she's one of them. And then we'll have Phil talking about the food scan and what a difference that information made to clearing up a very horrible rash on her legs. And we'll also have Anne, who's with us today. She will be speaking about her fatty liver disease at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. And we're going to have Judy's story as well. She's on the call this evening. She'll be talking about her success on fatty liver disease as well. And we have Val Embury, Master of Education, speaking on essential oils. And then yours truly, Donna Roth, on owning your vitality. So present registrations for the Kelowna event stands close to 50, I believe. So invite your guests and let them come out and experience our sharing event on Saturday. Registrations for TAFE Team 43 are now on the way. I have two people who are interested, and I'm looking for six, a team of six people. If you know anybody who would like to do TAFE, please let me know. Registrations are on the way, and hopefully we can kick it off in about a couple of weeks. Okay, I want to move into talking a little bit about quitting. I once had Lawrence Smith on my teleconference call as a guest. Lawrence Smith had two heart attacks in his 30s, and he went the medical route, and he did the drugs. Well, he had one heart attack. He did the drugs. He did all the medications, followed the doctor's advice, and then he had another heart attack, and he said, "This does not work." And this is when he bumped into somebody who had gave him the information on how to do the oral chelation program. He did the oral chelation program, and he got over his heart symptoms, healed his heart. He is now in his 70s. He's never had a heart problem since. And he said something very profound, which I want to share with you. He said he did not get any results from doing this therapeutic nutritional program, the oral chelation program, until he had done it for 5 complete months. He did not quit. He also said something very profound. He said the difference between the medical model and the alternative model is this: who takes the responsibility? Think about that. So I want to move into talking about quitting. I looked at all of the people that I have designed herbal programs for them. Many of them, most of them afflicted with serious diseases, cancers and fatty liver diseases and heart diseases and so on. I would have to say 90% of them quit. Now, some of them, I have no idea where they're at and what route they've taken, but others I do. So I'm just going to share some of them with you. So first of all, I'm going to talk about a little bit about Barry. Barry was diagnosed with lung cancer, and that would have been about, I think, about 5 years ago, maybe. He did the program without any medications, with no chemotherapy, with no radiation therapy. He only did the therapeutic nutritional program. He overcame cancer within 3 months. And then he quit the program. Now, you can quit the program and you might be fine for a while. And pretty soon, I got the phone call. The cancer came back. He quit when he should have continued to take those smoothies and be sure that his lymphatic system was dumping the poisons out through the elimination channels and be sure to address the elimination channels. And so I don't know, I don't have any more information on him. He went the medical route, and that's all I can say at this time. I had another lady, her name was Linda. She was diagnosed with a tumor in the uterus. She had done my program for 6 months and phoned me to tell me that the tumor in her uterus was now measuring bigger than it ever was. At this point, she could have quit, but she decided, after my conversation with her, to keep going. 3 weeks later, I got the phone call. She passed the tumor. And as a result, she is healthy today. I worked with a man, Peter, who was diagnosed with bladder cancer. Now, he had done one chemotherapy treatment and reported that the chemo made him violently sick. And he just said, I can't do this chemo. The doctor recommended that he have his bladder removed. Peter decided to do the therapeutic nutritional program. 2 months later, he went to the doctor. The doctor said that now the cancer was not only in the bladder, but it had also moved into the prostate. And that the recommendation was to have the bladder removed surgically and the prostate surgically removed. This is when we get the phone calls. And Peter had worked with Tina, who's another of my colleagues. Peter just said no. He did not quit. 4 months later, he went back to the doctor. There was no sign of any cancer, not in the bladder, not in the prostate. It was totally gone, and it's gone till this day. We had a man also who was diagnosed with cancer. I laid out a program for him. He purchased the program once for 1 month. And then I never heard back from him until it was, I think it was a year later when I got the phone call. Now, in my recommendation, I also recommended that he remove or have his root canals extracted. And he refused to do that. And his son supported his dad, said, no, we're not going to take the root canals out. And they decided to go to a naturopathic doctor. They were also, and I'm not sure what they were doing with the naturopathic doctor, but I do know that he was taking the CBD marijuana oil. A year later, that's when I got the phone call. This man was now down to 80 pounds. It was simply too late when they called me. His root canals were not addressed, and unfortunately, this man passed away. I want to read to you, Don't Quit, before I turn it over to Anne. The author is unknown. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace is slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often a goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success's failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be nearer when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that never would have otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So I wanted to share that with you in regards to quitting. So now I want to introduce you to Anne, who is a Taffy grad, and she was diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And she is so excited, and we want Anne to share her excitement with us on this evening. So with that, I'm going to turn the time over to you, Anne. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Donna. It was October of 2017 when life for me became discouraging. I didn't feel like me. I was really tired all the time. I didn't feel normal, and I was gaining weight. I chose to get a physical done by my doctor. My liver enzymes were high, well over the normal range of 30. As well, my blood pressure and cholesterol were high. The doctor diagnosed me with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I was in shock. I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. How could this be happening to me? The doctor told me to exercise, eat a low-salt diet, that is, stop eating processed foods, and offered drugs for the cholesterol and blood pressure. I refused to take any drugs. This is when I decided to take action. The next day, I started riding my bike daily for half an hour. The same day, I went to see my on-sem therapist, Linda Leeson, and told her my diagnosis. Linda knew that the liver is a key organ in the body to keep the blood clean. She knew that I needed to give the liver nutrition to revitalize it and to clean out the liver. Linda assured me that Donna had a nutritional plan that had nothing to do with drugs. I trusted Linda, so I let her immediately call Donna, and I joined Donna's new Taffy team. I was enrolled in the Taffy program before my appointment was even over. I knew that I had to fix my liver, but I had no idea how to effectively do that. I knew that nutrition was important to health, but I did not know that I needed to eliminate all grains, all beans, and alcohol. I was diligent and determined. I followed the plan even when I was in Mexico for the winter for 5 months. I also discovered in Taffy that the three vaccinations, the twin Rick's shot, the oral Dukoral vaccination, and a flu shot, which I had reluctantly received over a two-year period, were contributing poisons that totally affected the health of my liver. I never felt good about having those vaccinations, but I was talked into it. I could not believe that I actually agreed to those vaccinations. In December 2017, I had more blood tests done. The ALT liver enzymes were still high at 36, and it should be less than 30. The cholesterol levels were still slightly on the high side. I was discouraged. That's when I sent Donna an email to let her know that the program was not working and that I was discouraged. Donna's response was simple: don't quit. I kept following the plan, exercising daily, drinking smoothies every day, taking LivC, Cat's Claw, LBS 2MC, taking minerals and drinking water and chlorophyll. I did 3 more months of the smoothies and supplements and decided another blood test was essential. So April 17th of 2018, the test results came in, and that's when I was thrilled and ready to shout from the rooftops. The liver enzymes were down from 36 in December 2017 to 24 in April 2018, well below the normal range of 30 or less. Wow. From 36 to 24, I was elated and really proud that I did that, that I was able to get my liver back to health. Today, I feel way better than in October 2017. I totally know that when the liver is sick, nothing works. I have also lost weight, about 15 pounds, and my blood pressure is down to normal. It was 120 over 80 in April of 2018 in the doctor's office. I am thrilled the weight is slowly coming off. I am not as tired anymore. I can see muscle tone in my arms and legs. My whole body was swollen. My face was swollen and all that swelling is gone. It is so great to see the blue veins in the back of my hands once again. I would like to share some advice. Do the TAFI program, which gives you all the information you need to heal your body. As much as I always read health information, I was not able to put it together. The TAFI information is complete, condensed, current, and substantiated by science. In TAFI, I like the fact that I was not by myself, that there were other people on that call that had serious health challenges, even more serious than mine. So as Donna says, TAFI is the most powerful course you will ever take in your life. You learn to take action for your own health. You discover that your body can heal with nutrition, discover what it is that is poisoning your body to create your illness internally. You learn how to resolve it. TAFI is guided and structured. It is designed to make you accountable and committed. TAFI empowers you, uplifts you, and gives you a sense of accomplishment. You are never alone with TAFI as you work with an expert leader and a team of TAFI members. It is simple, easy, and takes 20 minutes of your time a day to be on the morning call. The assignments are easy and take little time. The results for your health are huge, as they were for mine.
Thank you, Anne. This is such an awesome story. Can you give her a big yahoo? Woohoo, Anne! Let's hear the yahoo. No one's yahooing over there?
Yahoo!
There we go. Thank you. Okay. We want to hear that yahoo. All right. So I'm going to now take Anne's story and we'll make it into a case study. As you know, in all disease conditions, you must address 5 pillars in order to overcome your disease condition and to heal your body. Those 5 pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So let's just take a look at what Anne did. Number one, injury. We know that her liver was injured. The only thing that we have to do to repair the injury is to give that liver energy. We do this by eating the right foods, which is what Anne did. What right foods are we talking about? We're talking about eating meats, grass-fed, if at all possible, vegetables, salads, some nuts, seeds, berries. There's lots to eat. But we eliminate grains, beans, and alcohol. Then knowing that there are not enough minerals and nutrients in grocery store-bought foods, we resort to superfood smoothies. So Anne's smoothie had in it mineral chi tonic, collagen plus, flax lignans, which are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens, and the xenoestrogens are created by candida in the body, which is fed by antibiotics, various drugs, grains, starches, and Solstic energy. And I think Anne did a protein powder. So she did smoothies at least twice a day. Then we addressed inflammation. Inflammation. Where is the poison coming from that caused all the swellings for Anne? Her face was puffy and swollen. Her arms were swollen. She couldn't see the veins in her hands. They were swollen. Her abdomen was swollen. Her legs were swollen. So we discovered in Taffy, she discovered that her inflammation was coming from grains, legumes, alcohol, and then she had had 3 vaccination shots within 2 years. The flu shot, I don't know what the oral Dukoral shot is, I'm not sure, and Twinrix shot, I don't even know what they are, but these are 3 vaccination shots. Read the ingredients to the vaccination shots, and you will discover they all have heavy metals in them, such as aluminum, Timoroso, which is also called mercury, acetone, formaldehyde, viruses. I mean, no wonder Anne's immune system overreacted and her liver could not handle it. Her liver was totally overwhelmed with so much poison that it actually gave up, and the enzymes went up. They skyrocketed. Then, for inflammation, Anne also took the cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that the poisons could drain out through the elimination channels. And she took that in high doses. Then we addressed elimination. She took LBS2. I know she took psyllium hulls, which is a fiber which helps to pull toxic debris and move it out through the intestinal tract. I know she did the one-day kidney flush. She did the 3-day liver cleanse. Now, she might have done it more than once. I'll have to ask her. She drank water and chlorophyll every day. And she took the combination, the Chinese combination for the liver, called LIV-C, LIVC. She took it every day. Then we addressed infection. The puffiness, the swelling, the sick liver always tells me there's infection. Again, that's where cat's claw comes in. It cleans out the poisons, gets it moving out through the lymphatic system and out through the elimination channels. And when the poisons move out, the infection starts to subside. And finally, we address circulation. It's critical to clean the blood. And you notice she was taking MC. MC is part of the chelation program. The chelation program is MC, taking minerals, drinking water and chlorophyll, and taking a super oil. The oral chelation program with MC cleans the heavy metals from the bloodstream. It cleans triglycerides, fatty triglycerides from the bloodstream. It cleans out toxic cholesterol from the bloodstream. It cleans out metabolic waste from the bloodstream. So you see what she was doing here. She was cleaning the blood to get the oxygen and nutrients to circulate to heal that liver. And finally, there was the whole concept of psychological support. You notice what Anne said. She was discouraged. She was ready to quit. She could have chosen to say, forget it. I'm not doing this. This is not working, because she had already done it for, I don't know what she said, 3 or 4 months. She wasn't getting any results. She could have said, remove me from your email list, like many people do, because they don't understand these concepts. But she made that powerful decision to keep going. Notice she started in October of 2017, and it was in April of 2018 when she got her results. Her liver enzymes are back to normal. The swellings have all gone down. The blood pressure is down to normal. It took her 7 months before she got results. And this is the key to Anne's story. She did not quit. I encourage everybody never to quit. So with that, we still have Anne on the line. This is when I am going to turn the recording off, and we're all going to open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.